Israeli forces today continued their 10-day-old offensive in the West Bank. They engaged in fierce fighting with Palestinians in the Jenin refugee camp and in the alleys of the old city in Nablus. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us on his cell phone from Nablus. Would you please tell us, Mike, how close were you able to get and what did you observe?
I got to a road on one of the hills just above the old city. I was on a street behind a stone wall with Israeli armored personnel carriers in front of me and a couple of tanks behind me, and they were all firing on the old city, as well as Israeli helicopter gunships were rocketing the city. And it was pretty steady and intense throughout the couple of hours that I was there.
What's been the scale of damage? Can you tell how much is being destroyed?
The Israelis have primarily been probing around the edges, and you can see a number of destroyed homes and buildings around the edges of the old city and around the entrances to the old city. But they were also firing on targets directly in the middle of the old city where they believe there were squads of Palestinian gunmen. The extent of it, I don't think, will be known until the Israelis withdraw and journalists can get in there to measure the damage.
Has anyone been able to learn how many people have been killed? Do we have figures available about how many are dead?
The Israeli army today said that it had killed 40 Palestinians in the old city in fighting over the last 48 hours. It's not clear how the Israelis know that. Ambulances aren't moving around, so they can't collect the bodies or the wounded and therefore count them. But the Israelis can see, obviously, some of the gunmen they're killing. But with the rockets coming from helicopter gunships and tank fire, it's not possible to know all, and it's quite possible that the death toll is even larger than that.
Are ambulances unable to retrieve anyone who might be injured?
No, as far as I know, they are not. The Israelis, since they moved into Nablus on Wednesday night, they have not allowed ambulances to move around the city or into the old city. In fact, there is absolutely no traffic in Nablus other than the movement of Israeli military vehicles and a few cars carrying a handful of journalists who have managed to get into the city. There's been a curfew since the Israelis came in on Wednesday night, and nobody has been out in the streets during that time at all.
Have you been able to talk to anyone in Nablus, Mike?
Yes, I've talked to a few people here, including people living in the houses directly above the old city where the fighting is. And surprisingly, their mood is not as grim as you might think. I talked to one man who had a lot of children and was living with his wife and his parents. And the mood there is quite determined. They're angry at Israel and they're angry at the United States for what they see as support for Israel. But they're proud of the resistance of the Palestinians, and they say it won't stop. And they now have a sense that the Israeli army will withdraw soon. And I think this cheers them in a sense. So there's the folks even near the fighting, their mood seems to be quite strong.
Mike, regarding President Bush's demand that Israel withdraw, has there been any indication of withdrawal or plans to leave?
Not from here. There's talk among senior officials of the Israeli army that they're getting ready to withdraw or that the withdrawal is imminent, but we don't know where it will be. We don't know whether it will be from all the cities that they occupy in the West Bank at the same time. And as of now, there's no indication that there's any kind of a withdrawal from Nablus, where I am.
Well, Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from Nablus in the West Bank.